Please tell your neighbor and say, neighbor, welcome to Bethel Experience. Today, you will have a glorious, a greater, and life-altering testimony that will bring about joy and rejoicing in your life. In the name of Jesus. I want to welcome everyone also joining us online. Welcome to Bethel Experience. And in this month of harvest, it's the month of September, we've been talking about how God wants us not just to enjoy harvest in a particular season, but God wants us to enjoy all seasons of our life. And we've talked about what we can do in order to enter into our harvest. In order to retain that harvest, you need to sow your seed. You need to sow on a good soil. You need to sow at the right time. You need to sow bountifully. And also last Sunday, you know, Pastor Mrs. gave us another context that when you are sowing, you need to sow at the right time because there is season for everything in life. When you are a child, you need to sow. When you are growing up, you need to sow. And throughout the seasons of life, as you continue to sow, harvest must follow. But today, I want to just wrap it up. And I'll talk about living a fruitful life. Amen. God did not just want us to have harvest, but he wants us to be fruitful all the days of our life. Let's read the book of Mark chapter 11, living a fruitful life. Mark chapter 11, from verse 11 to 14, and then we'll read verse 20 to 23. Mark chapter 11, from verse 11 to verse 14. Are we ready? All right, let's read together, church. One, two, go. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked around about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Amen. I'm sure some of us are seen that for the first time, that Jesus was hungry. Amen. Let's continue. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of the fig was not yet. Verse 14. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Let's go down to verse 20. Verse 20. Can we move very quickly, please? Verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up. From where? From the roots. Verse 21. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cost is what? Is withered away. Verse 22. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in who? Have faith in who?
In God.
May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Living a fruitful life. Beloved, every one of us as Christians, as the scripture has established in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under heaven. God wants us to enjoy harvest all the days of our life. Amen. But you all agree with me also that before you will harvest something, there must be what? There must be fruits. There can be no harvest if there is no fruitfulness. Is that correct? And so I'm here to tell someone that from today, you will be fruitful. Amen. I said, from today, you will live a fruitful life. Amen. When you look at this story, Jesus was expecting fruit from this fig tree. Amen. Jesus was expecting what? Fruit from this fig tree. And that tells each and every one of us something about our own life. God is expecting fruit from your life. Amen. You see, why would God be expecting fruit from our life? Every one of us, going back to Genesis 1:28, created in the image and likeness of God. God has already blessed you. Amen. God has already what? Blessed you. He has already decreed into your life. He has already released a word of blessing. God bless man. And God has said unto you. And the first thing is what? Be fruitful. Be fruitful here is not just a wish. It is a decree. It is a commandment. It's a declaration. It's a proclamation. You cannot afford not to be fruitful. Now, there are various areas of our lives. But we're looking at each and every one of us in the journey of life, irrespective of which area, you cannot afford to be unfruitful. God has already looked at you and he has blessed you from the very beginning. He says, you be what? Be fruitful. God created you to be fruitful. God has proclaimed and declared that you must be fruitful. In fact, God designed us to be fruitful. If you look at everything about you in life, God designed you specifically for you to be fruitful. He proclaimed that you must be fruitful. Hallelujah. If you go back to Genesis chapter 9, verse 7, God, talking to Noah, still repeated the same thing. He says, and you be fruitful. Multiply. Bring forth how? Abundantly. Where? In the earth. And multiply therein. As long as you are in the earth, tell your neighbor, as long as you are in the earth, you don't have an excuse not to be fruitful, not to multiply. You must bring forth. How? Abundantly. Abundantly. Where? Because God created you here on earth to be fruitful. Praise God. Praise God. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. We have been given, you see, when God created man, God put in man the ability, the capability, the capacity to bear fruit. And bearing fruit has to do with the knowledge that you have. You see, if you are not aware, if you don't know that this is what you need to do, and some people might assume that that is an excuse for not doing it. The scripture says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Amen. Go down to verse 5. God has begat us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For each and every one of us, we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed. When? At the last time. Verse 6. God wants to show something in you. Amen. Wherein we greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. Verse 7. We're going all the way to verse 8. That the trial of your faith be much more precious than that of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of who? Now look at verse 8. At the appearing of who? Jesus Christ. Who, having not seen, ye loved him. In whom now ye see him not, you believe. And you rejoice with what? With joy unspeakable. Full of what? Full of what? What you see now, I don't want you to be satisfied. Do you know why a lot of Christians are not bearing fruit? Because what we see now, we are satisfied with it. What we see now, we believe that yes, we are okay, we are fine. In fact, some see challenges and they just give up. In fact, some see opportunity for progress and they enter into it and they encounter the blessings of God and they settle. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is expecting fruit from your life. Now, why would Jesus, if you go back to our text, the Bible says there that the time of the fig was not yet. What does that mean? That means it was not in season. Praise God. It was not in season. But here is the question, church, that I have for you. If Jesus is the Son of God, and he knows that this fig tree is not in season, then why is heaven expecting fruits from that fig tree at that time? Praise God. Why do you think heaven is expecting fruit from that fig tree? Brethren, the truth is this. God is expecting us to be fruitful in season and out of season. He said, we are the ones that is looking at season. A day in the sight of God is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years like a day. All the seasons of life, God wants you to be fruitful. Why? Because we have been created to be fruitful. And we have been mandated. We have been proclaimed to be. Now, when you go back to that Genesis 1:28, it said, be fruitful and what? And multiply. Now, does the scripture say be fruitful only when it is rainy season? Be fruitful only when it is convenient. Be fruitful only when you feel like. No, God wants us to be fruitful all year round. And so, everyone was expecting fruit from that fig tree. In fact, the Bible says Jesus looked on it. He says, if haply, I might find fruit. But what happened to that tree? It was full of what? Leaves, not fruit. What does that mean? Every Christian, I don't want you to be full of leaves. I don't want you to be full of prospects. The word prospect, when you have the capacity, the ability, is already in you to produce fruits. Don't just be full of that ability and capability. Everyone has released it. You must produce fruits. There is no two way about it. Because you have been proclaimed from the beginning to be fruitful. The question now is this. How can I be fruitful? How can I live a fruitful life? That's the question I want us to answer. John chapter 15 from verse 1. We'll read from verse 1 all the way to verse 6. John chapter 15. How can I live a fruitful life? How can I be fruitful? How can I multiply? You cannot have an harvest without fruit. Jesus says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. My Father is the gardener. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me, are we together now, church? Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, it take away. And every branch that beareth fruit, it purge. That it may do what? Bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word that has spoken unto you. Verse 4 now says, abide in me, and I, where? In you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except you abide in the branch, no more can ye except you abide in me. Verse 5. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Look at verse 6 now. For without me, you can do nothing. But it says, if a man abide not in me, is what? Is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Now let's go back and remember when Jesus saw that fig tree. He was what? He was excited. I am going to get fruit. But when he got there, he found leaves. No fruit. And what's the lesson here? If a man abide not in me, that fig tree was not abiding. No wonder in verse 20, when Jesus decreed, well, no one is going to eat from you anymore. That fig tree dried up. And what do you think will happen to a tree that is, you know, dead? It will be gathered as a what? A firewood. Brethren, the focus this morning, you have been proclaimed to be fruitful. You have been declared that you must be fruitful. And the only way is for you to abide in Christ. Jesus is the vine. He says, my Father is who? The vine dresser, the husbandman, the gardener, God the Father. And you, who are you in Christ? The who? The branch. The branch where? Where is the branch? The branch in the vine. Praise God. If you look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 17 and 18. Matthew chapter 7, verse 17 and 18. When you look at a tree, it says, even so, every good tree bringeth forth what? Good fruit. But a corrupt tree bring forth? What happened to the fig tree? Everyone was expecting fruit, but it did not produce fruit. Let me ask us again, what kind of tree are you? What kind of branch are you? Now look at verse 18. Is your tree good? It says a good tree cannot bring forth what? Evil fruits. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruits. What kind of tree are you? Fruit is the most easy and simple thing that you can use to identify a tree. Praise God. I'm sure some of us have seen some trees and you are wondering what kind of fruit grows on this tree. But by the time you now see the fruit, you now said, oh, so it is this fruit that this tree belongs to. When people see you, will they see the life of Christ in you? Will they be able to identify? How can I live a fruitful life? Abide. Now, what does the word abide mean? Let's break it down. To abide. And we're going to look at it, and we're going to pray. I use the acronym for the word abide. It starts with an A. How can I be fruitful? The A starts with, you must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Praise God. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If any man is who? Is a new creature. Old things are passed away. You want to bear fruit. You want to live a fruitful life. You must abide. You must accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. In John chapter 14, verse 23. John chapter 14, verse 23. You see, when you are a new man in Christ Jesus, when you accept the way of Christ, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will do what? He will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode, our home, our dwelling. With who? If you do what? If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come. God is saying, when you accept him, when you abide in him, he will not leave you alone. He will come with his Father and dwell in you. And there is no way you will not be fruitful. Praise God. Praise God. In looking at the scripture, brethren, Romans chapter 12 from verse 1, says, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Unto who? When you accept Jesus into your life, that means you are ready to present your body as a living sacrifice. You are ready to stay in him as a branch in the vine. You are ready to stay attached. Now, when a branch is removed from a tree, what happened to the branch? It dies. When? Immediately. It's not immediately. In fact, sometimes you will be looking at the branch and you will think it's wonderful. But over time, you will gradually begin to see that this branch is not attached to the tree and will gradually begin to die. I don't want you to live and go through life without having Jesus in your life. You will not be able to bear fruit. Now, when we're talking about fruit bearing, we've talked about different things that we need to do, sow your seed and all that. But this time around, I want you to focus on yourself. What can I do in my spiritual life, in my family life, in my financial life? What can I do in every area of my life to bear fruit? Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That is the starting point. Praise God. Let's continue. What's the B part of it? The first one, I say you must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The second one is that you must be Christ dependent. Amen. How many of us have dependent? So you understand the word depend, correct? Do you know that there are so many Christians who are saying they are children of God, but they don't want to depend on Christ? If the branch will not depend on the vine, what will happen to the branch? It will die. I don't want you to go solo. Some of us like to do our own things our own way. I just want to be by myself. Thank God for your life. But I want you to have roots in Christ. I want you to be Christ dependent. I want you to be a disciple of Christ. In that John that we read, chapter 15, let's start from verse 4. From verse 4. It says, if you abide in him, verse 4, abide in me, and I will do what? Abide in you. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it depends on the vine. I want you to abide in Christ. No more can ye except you abide in me. Verse 5. Abide, stay, depend on Christ. He is the vine. You are just branches. I am just a branch. It doesn't matter what our achievement in life looks like. Brethren, the fruit that you are seeing, it is still because you are a branch that is attached to the vine. And so I want you to depend on Christ. When we're talking about depending on Christ, we're talking about depending on him in everything you do. Amen. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. When we're talking about being dependent on Christ, Apostle Paul says here, I'm crucified with Christ. He says, nevertheless, I still live. He says, but not me. But who? But Christ that lives in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And so the person you are seeing is not self-dependent. It's Christ-dependent. Are we together, church? In every area of your life, in every of your decisions, I want you to depend on Christ. That's what it means to abide. And everyone in life, you are still a dependent. You have dependents, children that depend on you. You also have parents, and you are still their dependent. Well, officially, as per government, when you are 18 years old, you are on your own, correct? But I still want you to depend on who? On Christ. Be Christ dependent in everything that you do in life. Let's move on. I want you to continue to receive instructions. Be instructed by him. You see, when you are depending on someone, when you are depending on Christ, then you must receive instruction from him. You must receive direction, correct? You must receive guidance. You must receive the information that will cause you to be fruitful. In verse 7 of that John 15. Let's look at verse 7. Verse 7, John 15. We'll look at verse 7 and then verse 10. It says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in who? Some of us wants to abide in Christ. But his word, we don't want that word to abide in us. He says, when you abide, when you stay in me, and my word is now in you, then you will ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Go down to verse 10. When his word is in you, when his word is your daily meat, he says, if you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love, as I have kept my Father's commandments. I want you to know that you want to live a fruitful life. You must continue to receive instruction from the Lord. Psalm 119. Psalm 119 from verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way? Make his way right. How can a young man live a fruitful life? By taking it. According to whose word? His word, not your word. I repeat, there are some of us that we know what the word says, but we still don't want to follow that instruction. It says, how can a young man make his way right? You must take it according to that word. Verse 10. It says, with my whole heart have I sought you. Don't let me depart from your commandment. Because if the branch did not abide in the vine, if the branch decides to go his or her own way, that's the end of that branch. He says, don't depart from the instruction, from the word that you have received. Verse 11 says, that word I have kept in my heart, and it has been preventing me from sinning against God. Continue to receive instruction. Abide. It's not just enough for you to know that you are a child of God. Thank God for your life if you have accepted Jesus. But you must be dependent on him. You must let the word of God dwell richly in you in all wisdom. In the same book of Psalm 1 from verse 1. Psalm 1 from verse 1. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, his joy, his where? is in the law of the Lord, is in the word of the Lord. In that word, which is your delight, you must meditate when? Day and night. Look at verse 3. When you meditate day and night, it says you will not be like a tree. Are we getting a church? When you delight in his word, when you stay with him and you are receiving instruction and you are taking it in, he says you will not be like a tree planted by what? By the rivers of water. You will never lack resources in life. You will never lack instruction. You will never lack direction. You will never lack protection. When you abide, you will be like a tree planted by the river that bring forth its fruit. When? In his season. Every day of your life will be season of fruitfulness. Amen. It's not, beloved, it's not a matter of amen. It's a matter of following this principle. Abide. Because God is a principle God. When you follow his word, result will follow. Praise God. Let's move on. The D. The A, I say you must accept him. You must become Christ dependent. You must receive his instruction. And the D, you must develop an intimate fellowship. Develop what? An intimate fellowship. Intimate affection. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 4. I want us to look at a story here. Acts chapter 6, verse 4. The disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, they made a proclamation here, a declaration. We're going to give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word, to fellowship. We're not going to allow anything to distract us from being fruitful. Praise God. I want you to develop an intimate fellowship with God in prayer, in worship, in your service life, in the ministry. Because see, when you continue to fellowship with him daily, result will follow. We know what happened in Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. The disciples were with one accord on the day of Pentecost, and the Holy Ghost came upon them, and cloven tongues like a fire sat upon each and every one of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Paul and Silas, when they worshiped God, when they prayed, Acts chapter 16. From verse 25. When they worship God, when they pray, in prison, the other prisoners heard them. But because they were in the vine as a branch, God visited them where they were and said, I am going to make you to be fruitful in this prison. Look at verse 26. They were in the prison, right? They have no reasons to be happy, to be joyful. But they know that they were there for a purpose. Verse 26. And suddenly, there was an earthquake. The foundation of the prison was shaking. Immediately, what happened to their bonds? Were loose. The prison door was opened. When you develop an intimate fellowship, relationship with Christ, he wants you to be fruitful. And so whatsoever God brings your way, whatever God allows you to pass through, it is because he wants to glorify his name. Go down to verse 30. All the prisoners had them, the jailers and others. God wants to bring salvation to their doorstep. And so he sent them to the prison. They brought them out and they asked them and start to call them sirs, not prisoners. A or prisoner B. They said, sir, why would they change their tone? Because they saw what their God can do. God wants to make you to be fruitful in every area of your life. But you must develop that intimate fellowship, that intimate relationship. Praise the Lord. The fifth one, as I round up, you must become an example. Tell your neighbor, you must become an example. You must become an example. Brethren, you must bear fruit and live a fruitful life. Because when you do, if you go back to our text, look at verse 2. If you, he is the vine, he says, my father is the husbandman. John chapter 15 now, not our text. I'm the vine, my father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bear fruit will become an example. I will purge it, and it will do what? It will bring forth what? It will bring forth what? Okay, so let's look at it now. When you bear fruit, every branch in me that bear what? Fruit. You start with bearing fruit. It will purge that fruit that you may do what? The same fruit? More fruit. When you bear fruit, you will not stay at that level. God will cause you to bear more fruit. Praise God. And when you bear more fruit, what will happen after bearing more fruit? Amen. Go down to verse 5, I believe. Yes, verse 5. When you bear fruit, you will not stay there again. He says, I am still the branch, you are the branches. If you abide in me, the same bring forth. Is it more fruit this time around? Much more. Much fruit than what you have before. For without me, you can do nothing. How many of us wants to bear fruit? He wants to bear more fruit. He wants to bear much fruit. The key is abiding in him. Let's rise up, and we're going to take a word of prayer. God wants to glorify his name in your life. Go down to verse 8 of that John. Why do I have to bear fruit? Because he wants to take glory over your life. You see, when you are bearing fruit, he says, herein is my Father glorified. That you do what? You bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciple. You see, when you bring forth fruit, that fruit is the only, when Jesus look at that fig tree, is it only Jesus that wants to benefit, that wants to be blessed from that fruit? No. God wants you to bear fruit. When you bear fruit, you will eat of that fruit. I said you will eat of it. Oh, you don't believe me? Go to Isaiah chapter 3. Isaiah chapter 3 verse, I believe it's a verse 17. Amen. All right. Go down to verse 10. Verse 10. The fruit you are bearing, there are three types of people that will eat of it. He says, say to who? What will happen to the righteous? And you will do what? You will eat of the fruit. Who will eat of his fruit? I want you to tell yourself, I as the righteous, I will eat of the fruit of my labor. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6 as well. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6. I don't want you to have this mindset that when you bear fruit, it is only for others. It says the husbandman that labor must bear what? Must be who? Must be who? Your fruit, you must be the first partaker. God wants to enjoy the fruit of your life, but he wants you to enjoy it first. Amen. God also wants to enjoy the fruit of your life. That's why God is saying you must be fruitful. Jesus was expecting fruit. And not only that, God wants others to enjoy the fruit of your life. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 52. Genesis chapter 41, verse 52. And you are going to pray. Joseph declared here, when he had his second child, he called him Ephraim. He said, for God has caused me to be what? in the land of my. How many people were blessed because Joseph ended up in Egypt? Generations. God wants others to also benefit and be blessed through your fruits. You are going to pray. And you're going to decree, I shall be fruitful. I can't hear you. I shall be fruitful. Go to Isaiah chapter 29, verse 17. We're going to take three prayer points. Isaiah 29, verse 17. I want you to have this understanding. Because when we're talking about being fruitful, it is not just something that you need to know, but something that you must enjoy. Is it not yet a little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest. God wants you to be fruitful in every area of your life. And so I want you to pray, in the name of Jesus, I will be fruitful in the work of my hand, in my family life, in my career, in my health. I will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. I will be fruitful. I will enjoy the fruit of my labor. God, he don't want you to labor for another man to reap. If you go to Psalm 128, verse 3. Psalm 128, verse 3. God did not want you to labor for another man to reap. He says, I want you to be fruitful in your family life. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine by your side. Your children shall be like olive plant round about your table. You will be fruitful. Your home, your household, your family will be fruitful. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9. Deuteronomy 30, verse 9. You cannot afford not to be fruitful in your family life. You must be fruitful in all that you lay your hand upon. 30, verse 9, Deuteronomy. The fruitfulness of God must be evident. God says, I will make you plenteous. I will make you fruitful in the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your land. That means in your family life, in your career, in your family life, you will be fruitful. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The second prayer, and I want you to pray this prayer, beloved, with the whole of your heart. We're talking about harvest. We're talking about fruitfulness. You cannot be left behind. Isaiah chapter 32 from verse 15. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15 and verse 16. It says 32. Talking about fruitfulness. You must be fruitful, beloved. When the Spirit of God comes upon a life, you have given your life to Christ. The prayer will be that every form of wilderness in my life turn that to a fruitful field. You might have been experiencing wilderness in one area of your life. Your prayer would be, turn my wilderness to fruitful field. Because from today, whatsoever that I laid my hands upon must prosper. He said, unto the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness shall be a fruitful field. And the fruitful field shall be counted a forest. Look at verse 16. Your fruitful field, your wilderness will become a fruitful field. The fruitful field will be counted a forest. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness. That means every power that has kept you in the wilderness, God will proclaim judgment upon them. And it now says the righteous shall remain in the fruitful field. You cannot remain in the wilderness. You have been proclaimed to be fruitful, decreed to be fruitful, commanded to be fruitful. Pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I will be fruitful. I will multiply. Turn my wilderness. Turn my wilderness into a fruitful field. Every wilderness in my life, turn them to fruitful field. In Jesus' name, we are praying. One more prayer point. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. You must be fruitful in your spiritual life. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Amen. Meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. The fruit of what? Of the Spirit. You are not only going to bear fruit in your family life, in your finance, you must bear the fruit of the Spirit. Without love, without joy, without peace, without temperance, without meekness, you will not be able to pass through the journey of life. And so I want you to pray. Help me to be fruitful in my spiritual life. Go ahead. Talk to the Lord. I must be fruitful in my spiritual life. I must be fruitful. I must be fruitful. I must be fruitful. I refuse to be unfruitful. I refuse to be barren. I refuse to disappoint you like that fig tree. When Jesus will come calling, will he find fruits in your life? Help me to be fruitful. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, we want to appreciate and thank you for today. Lord, I pray that for as many who are listening, hearing us right now, are there people who have not accepted you into their life? I pray today, Lord, that that's the starting point. You will save their soul. Accept them into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. And for every one of us who has accepted you, we cannot remain unfruitful. We cannot remain barren. We must be productive because you have commanded us to be fruitful. You have decreed that we must be fruitful. And so I pray for every of my era, as many that have given their life to you, that from today you will be fruitful. In the fruit of your womb, you will be fruitful. In the work of your hand, you will be fruitful. In your family life, you will be fruitful. In your health, you will be fruitful. In your career, you will be fruitful. In your relationship life, you will be fruitful. The Bible said the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Because these ones have given their life to you, they have been planted in the courts of our God. I decree from today, you will begin to flourish. You will begin to prosper. You will begin to bear fruit. Your fruit will remain. Your fruit will abide. You will bear fruit. You will bear more fruit. You will bear much fruit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. And amen.